It broke into a crackling radio voice singing, "Sundays are for church. Saturdays are for the Gates of Mercy flea market. Rust, dust, and the Savior's favorite funnel cakes." "Maybe I've found the opposite of New York," Scarlett said. "Seems like a ghost town. It's like the world turned and forgot to take us with it." And then she sort of sank into the passenger seat. Can you believe she said us? I asked how she could still see herself as one of them after being gone for 20 years. And she said, "You think you'll stop being a New Yorker once you've been here 20 years? I told her, "I don't plan on staying that long, do you?" Scarlett looked out the window, the way sadness makes a person look out a window. You know that look she gets. She answered in the voice she usually saves for marriage counseling, "Feels like I never left." Harlem woke up as we turned onto Emporia Road, so I stopped asking questions. Emporia Road is the main drag through Goodnight. It's a dusty, forgotten street. Downtown is all winter salt brick and cobblestone, with ghost signs on abandoned storefronts, like a postcard with chronic depression. I can't imagine we'll stay longer than it takes to get back on our feet, but for now, at least it's not Brooklyn. I'll take cows and mullets any day to escape the ghosts of Bedford Avenue. Here come those bells again. It's getting late. I'll call you when we're settled. Abby, I want you to know how sorry I am for what happened. I promise, I'll make it up to all of you somehow. From Abby Solvang, Abbey Road Yogi at homewardbound.org, to Sid Solvang, Brooklyn Calling at zoomel.com. Stop apologizing. It wasn't your fault. I mean, like, technically it was your fault, but you meant well. I mean, you tried. Anyway, nobody's mad at you. I mean, everybody is sort of mad at you, but I'm not. Aunt Rachel wasn't exactly mad. She said she knew you'd find a way to fuck things up. And you know Stan and Abe never liked you, so they're always looking for a grudge. I'm sure they would have found something else to hold over you. Cousin Leah said she wouldn't have been dumb enough to take all that on. Well, I'm not mad. But, you know, I do yoga. Don't feel bad. Grandpa Sol raised 9 children in a house on an immigrant's wage here. Right now, I'm looking for a roommate because I can't afford a studio working 2 jobs with the MFA I'm still paying for. There's no breathing room for wrong turns in this city. Not anymore. From Sid Solvang, Brooklyn Calling at zoomail.com. To Abby Solvang, Abbey Road Yogi at homewardbound.org. 1 week in Kansas and I'm mystified by the sudden influx of alpacas in my life. When we inherited the house, Scarlett mentioned it came with a few pets. I don't know why I assumed she meant cats. The mailman says Pop Bannister was known to walk around town with the alpacas on leashes. The Goodnight Alpaca Wool Company came from Scarlett's mom's side. She told me after her mom died, Pop couldn't keep up. He sold off all but his favorite 3 alpacas, and now they refuse to leave the house. I can't get a straight answer out of anyone about why we aren't allowed to take them to the Bannister's 17 acres. Why would he insist on living with livestock when they have all that land? I can't figure out how it's even legal. When I ask Scarlett, she says, "It's Kansas." I don't know what that means, but she seems to think it explains something. At least they're not food critics. No food critics here. No critics. Just alpacas and bells. Did you know there are 32 different types of bells? From Harlem Solvang, Tortured Soul at zoomail.com, to Abby Solvang, Abbey Road Yogi at homewardbound.org. "Hi, Aunt Abby. Oh my God, the fucking bells. The bells don't shut up, and my dad won't shut up about the bells. He's like in love with them, but I'm like, I get it. They have bells here. To me, they sound like a funeral. I'm pretty sure a town like this would have burned people like us at the stake 300 years ago. They're like Stepford hillbillies. It's so creepy." When we carried our bags up the steps of Pop's house, one of the neighbors watched us from her totally haunted Victorian porch. She was twirling her pearls around her doily collar, staring down all Amityville with her American flag whipping in the American wind against her American house. Fuck this town. Harlem. P.S. There was one in